And we're going to go back to Chicago and bring in one of our favorites. He's a writer for the Chicago Tribune. That's Paul Sullivan at PW Sullivan on Twitter. Paul, how are you?
Hey, Marty. What's up?
Well, just we're glad to have you on. And, you know, you were there for the last couple of games. And from our perspective, the Giants went 0 for 40 without getting a hit through two games. And they lose 5-4 and a rally. And then today, of course, 2-1 in John Lester. What do you see when you watch the game, Giants and Cubs? What jumps out at you?
Well, obviously, the lack of hitting by the Giants is stunning. You know, I know Lester's good, and the Giants are in kind of a tailspin. But, I mean, the Cubs' bullpen, the middle relief, hadn't really been all that sharp lately. They'd lost Rondon and Pedro Strop to injuries. And to see them put together five no-hit innings and then start today with the 6 2/3 no-hit innings is, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So, yeah, I think I can't imagine a slide like this before, going from best team in baseball for the first half, and then now they're the worst team in baseball in the second half. I would like to see some stats on that. It's almost unprecedented, I bet.
Boy, it sure is. Paul Sullivan with us. Paul, as we talked about on the show before you came on, and again, you've been there through 2002 and the Bartman era and all the Pinella playoff games and all that stuff. You've seen them all. Anything short, I guess it's turned into anything short of a World Series victory would be a tremendous failure for this club at this point, and that's a lot of pressure to put on a team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the front office doesn't look at it like that. They keep trying to stress that, you know, once you get into the playoffs, a lot of things can happen, and the season's going to be, you know, judged as a successful season no matter what happens. But I agree with you that, you know, if they don't at least get to the World Series, it's going to be a big disappointment here in Chicago. And a lot of people expecting them to win, they should be favored, depending on, you know, the matchup. But, yeah, I mean, this is – we've had some great buildups in Chicago before, 0-3 being one of them, and, you know, always ends in some kind of disaster. So that I think that's the only thing that could stop them is just some kind of unforeseen disaster.
Yeah, what's the weakness of this team, if there is one? I mean, you look at the top of the order, and Fowler's at bat last night, 13 pitches against Samardzija.
Yeah.
You know, it took so much out of him. Fowler's having a last-minute free agent signing for the Cubs, and, you know, the guy's playing so well. What is there a weakness on this club?
Well, I was going to say middle relief, but they looked so good yesterday. And with a lot of kids, really. Carl Edwards, a junior, a rookie. Zastrzyzny, who none of us can pronounce his name, but it's got a bunch of Z's in it.
Rob Z is what John Miller.
Rob Z.
Yeah, that's what John Miller called him. So I'm on board with that.
And that's what Joe calls him, too. So it's mind-boggling. I mean, and when they get Strope and Rondon back, they should have a really decent group of people to pick from for the playoff roster, for the middle relief. And then you've got Chapman, who's obviously one of the most dominant pitchers of relief pitchers, you know, in the last 10, 15 years at least since Mariano. So, really they don't have a real weakness right now.
All right, tomorrow it's Jake Arrieta and Madison Bumgarner, the Giants. I look at this wild card, I look at the Dodgers, and, the Dodgers play the Padres tonight. The wild card teams behind the Giants all appear to be losing tonight, so we'll see how that ends up. But tomorrow it's Arrieta and Bumgarner, and of course every day for the Giants is like the season starts today. So Arrieta's last couple of games has struggled a little bit. What's up with him, and what do you expect tomorrow?
Well, he has struggled against lefties. He's been walking more guys than last year. I mean, we didn't expect him to keep up the pace from last year because he was so good, and for so long he didn't have any bad outings. So he seems to have, like, at least gotten back to semi-normal. He's probably, at this point, he's the number three pitcher on the club behind Kyle Hendricks and, obviously, John Lester. But he's still, his ERA is, like, 2.6-something. So he's still a very good pitcher, pretty hard to hit. I expect a great matchup, especially with Bumgarner. I think they matched up in spring training. It was kind of a crazy game with some fake anger by some players, and I think Arrieta got a blister. I think it should be a good one. And then you got Cueto and Kyle Hendricks on Sunday. So, the Giants got to make a move here. I guess they could still get that wild card, but at this point, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, it is. And, Paul Sullivan with us, Chicago Tribune. And Sully has been through the White Sox, the Cubs, and everything else. You've been through so much in the 20 years that I've known you.
A 98 tiebreaker with the Cubs-Giants.
Really? I mean, you've been through everything, yeah. And it's been a pleasure to see you over all these years. But Giants, as I say, you look at Bumgarner and these pitchers. If the Cubs had a preference of the Cardinals, a threat to them, how have they handled the Cardinals this year? And of these Giant games are close. The Cubs worry. Who would be more worrisome to them?
I would think the Cardinals, just because of the history they have with them and, being an arch rival. They've played pretty evenly this year. And the Giants, I just think it's going to be hard for them to get that momentum back. Obviously, if they do get in the playoffs, you think of them, you still think of them as the Giants, three-time champions and best manager in baseball. Bumgarner, maybe one of the best pitchers in baseball. But really, I look at that lineup, and after the first few hitters, I don't really think anyone would be too frightened about facing it. And really, no power at all, it seems like. It's hard to imagine how they had the best record for so long, or at least for that stretch in the first half, and watching them play right now.
Well, pitching, the numbers, speak for themselves, and quality starts. Yeah. When they get quality starts, they were like 46-15 in the first half. And in the second half, they've had like a dozen quality starts in the 44 games. And I think that's the difference. You're playing from behind all the time. You saw the game today, and I know we have a lot of listeners who work. And couldn't it be at Wrigley and couldn't see the game today in memory of Lee Elia in honor of him, who, of course, called everyone out. What are these people doing here? They don't work. But you saw the game today, and Nunez a couple of shots today, Crawford a couple of shots today, and your take on how good Lester was and how close the Giants did to sort of breaking this thing open a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there was some great defensive plays by the Cubs. Fowler with a nice catch. Chris Bryant, I believe, wrapped Crawford with a diving stop. So, I mean, it wasn't like even Lester said afterwards he didn't feel like he had his best stuff. The changeup to Hunter Pence, obviously not a very good pitch. I kept thinking that if the Giants, just kept it close and then they'd come back in the end there, maybe against the Cubs bullpen. I don't think the Cubs were planning on throwing Chapman today, but didn't happen. Just didn't happen. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
What are people saying out there? I mean, this is kind of a 69 Cub-like collapse.
Yeah, it's people are teetering on monumental a little bit and waiting every day for it to turn around, because Bochy says, we're not pitching that bad. But truth of the matter is they just don't hit home runs. They don't get the big hit with a runner in scoring position. And even though some of the numbers could look favorable, they don't move the line and get hits when they need them. And the other part is that for Bumgarner, Cueto, Samardzija, and now Matt Moore is here, you just can't count on them like you could in the first half. Of course, Moore wasn't here then. So it's then when he goes to the bullpen, now he's got so many bullpen people that he just is trying to get his bullpen the way he likes it, and he goes to so many of them, and one of them will just give up the hit that costs them the game. So it's just things have sort of coalesced together to sink the Giants. But a three-run homer here and there would help, and they just don't hit enough with enough power. And Posey is a big problem with it. He's gone for the second longest drought in his whole career without hitting a home run.
Yeah, and you see guys, I mean, Angel Pagan was, to me, a good, complementary player over the years. But, he's probably a little past his due date. And It's just not a really imposing lineup. But the one thing about the Giants, to me, is you've got Bochy, and to me, the best manager in baseball. So if you do get into the playoffs and you've got Bumgarner and Matt Moore at the top of your rotation, you know, you got a shot, especially in the first series with the, you know, five-game series.
Well, that's the thing, and we'll put the question out tonight to everybody, and Tom Tolbert and John Linden, before I came on. If you could end the season today and take the wild card, would you do it? Or would you play out the last 28 and try to get the West and maybe take a chance on losing both of them? So we'll throw that out to the audience tonight and see what they think. But absolutely, it's fun going down the stretch with you. And as you said, you've seen this before with the Cubs in 69 and 03 and things like that. And it's just now, you said, do they have a pitcher for Sunday already? Is it Lackey or Hendricks? Is that official either way?
Yeah, it's Lackey for Sunday.
It is Lackey for Sunday. Okay, he's coming back.
Yeah. Sunday. Did I say Hendricks? Yeah, it was originally going to be Hendricks. I think it is Lackey and Cueto, right?
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate you being on. I know it's a busy night for you, and I'm fully confident in this team. How do you feel, fully confident?
I am fully confident that this is the best team. I'm not fully confident that they'll pull it off, just based on a lifetime of disaster. Okay. I just can't get myself to thinking that even if they do have the best team in baseball, that something bad would happen. It's just the Chicago in me.
All right. Well, it's funny. That's why I said, you know, that's, you know, the first game, I'll tell you, the first game of the five-game playoff, it sounds like Arnold Rothstein or something, but that first game of the five-game playoff, you better win it.
And I agree.
That's my feeling. You know what I mean?
So totally agree.
If
they get through the first round, I feel pretty good about it.
All right.
I like a lot of Chicagoans. I feel like if they get to the World Series, you know, I would be at least happy with that.
Believe me. Well, that would be the first time in my lifetime that they've been there. So it tells you how long it's been. All right. Hey, Paul, thanks for taking the time to be on.
Okay, Marty.
And maybe we'll see you. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll see you down the road. Appreciate it. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Good talking to you.
All right. Thank you. That's Paul Sullivan, the Chicago Tribune. Yeah.